Page 18. B. Australia, the land down under. Area: 7,741,220 square kilometres. Population: 22,507,600. Capital: Canberra. Major cities: Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane. Language: English. Currency: Australian dollar. Life expectancy at birth: male 79.63, female 84.64. Literacy: male 99%, female 99%. National Day, Australia Day, 26th of January.
Before America declared independence from Britain, convicts used to be sent to America to serve their time there. After the Declaration of Independence, America was no longer willing to receive criminals sent by their former government. At the same time, the use of capital punishment was declining and, as a consequence, British prisons were filled to capacity and the authorities were eager to find an alternative solution to their problems. Some years earlier, in 1770, Captain James Cook had sailed to the west coast of Australia, planted the British flag at Botany Bay, and claimed it as British land. The fact that the country was already inhabited by Aborigines was not considered relevant. It was decided that the problem of overcrowded British prisons could be solved by sending convicts to the country Captain Cook had discovered. This was the start of a new era in British colonial history. In May 1787, 11 ships set sail for the new continent with more than 700 convicts and about 250 ordinary citizens on board. They arrived in Australia 8 months later, on the 18th of January 1788. The commander of the fleet, Captain Arthur Phillip, decided that the place Captain Cook had described was not suitable, as it had no reliable source of water. They continued sailing along the coast until they arrived at Port Jackson and landed in what is now known as Sydney Harbour.
Aborigines.
What happened to the Aborigines when the British arrived? Their fate, shared by Indigenous people all over the world, is all too familiar, and not one which Europeans can be proud of. The Aborigines had been living in Australia for at least 40,000 years, but the European discovery of Australia marked the beginning of a rapid demise. They were brutally slain by settlers who regarded them as primitive and inferior to the white race. Many who refused to hand over land to the colonists were killed on the spot, and up until the late 19th century, killers of Aborigines were not punished. What killed the majority of the Aborigines, however, were the diseases the Europeans brought with them, as they had no natural resistance to the new germs. It is estimated that more than 200,000 Aborigines died after the arrival of the European settlers. The Aborigines, or Aboriginals as they are also called, have an artistic tradition which is thousands of years old. Aboriginal cave paintings may date back to the time the first Aborigines arrived in Australia, from their place of origin somewhere in Asia over 40,000 years ago. They are also known for bark painting and sand art. The canvas paintings produced by Aboriginals today were previously painted in sand, but this form of art was much more fleeting, lasting only until the wind blew it away. The most famous Aboriginal invention, apart from the boomerang, is the didgeridoo, which may well be the oldest musical instrument in the world. It was used by sacred men during ceremonial rituals, and the Aboriginal elders also used didgeridoos to tell stories to children. The didgeridoo is played by continuously vibrating your lips and using a special breathing technique. The vibrations travel down the didgeridoo, which amplifies the sound in different ways, producing a droning sound. The larger the didgeridoo, the more time the vibrations have to travel, thereby creating a beautiful low-pitched sound. Small didgeridoos are more high-pitched. The sound of a didgeridoo is quite unlike any other musical instrument.